Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord along with us as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We give thanks unto you always. We
thank you
for dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you for the blood. Oh, my God, we thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you, oh, Lord, for things seen and things unseen. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what we believe you're going to do. We have taken you at your word, trusting you, knowing that thou art a deliverer. You're able to do all things, O Lord. Our trust is in you today. We thank you, O Lord. We give thanks unto thy holy name, and we rejoice in your salvation. In the name of the Lord, Lord Jesus, we seek to fulfill the will of God. We thank you for all that you've done for us and what you're going to do. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch and bless in a special way. Continue to heal our bodies. Continue to touch us, oh, Lord, and give us the strength we need to do the will of God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to look to you as never before. Realize we are living in dangerous times, and we need your help to help us to get through. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere, all those out there in radio land. Touch, oh Lord, heal, save today, lift the burden today. Somebody is grieving. I pray that you lift that burden off of them, oh Lord, and give them strength, oh Lord. Help them to take you at your word, that you might deliver their souls, save to the uttermost, filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, help somebody to give their life to you. Help them, oh, Lord, to seek you while you may be found and call upon you while thou art near. Have your way today in this service. Send your word. Send your anointing. We pray that you continue to bless us, that you will continue to go with us and stand by us and look upon all those who are listed on the prayer list. You know them name by name, one by one. We pray that you will touch them, that you will deliver, oh Lord. Make a way out of no way. Someone who is in need, oh my God, I pray that you bless and make the way for them. We know you're a way maker and you're a door opener.
Yes,
ooh, Jesus, take control today, oh Lord. We need your help, Lord. For without you, we can do nothing. We're dependent on you to take us through every step of the way. Help us, oh, Lord, to be it. Help us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. Deliver today, oh, Lord. Look on all those souls that are bereaved of their loved ones. Touch them today. Help them to go, oh, Lord. Help them to pray, oh, Lord. For we know that prayer changes things. Help us to communicate with you, O Lord. Sending up our prayer requests. We know you're a prayer answering God. I pray that you look on Evangelist Cynthia. Continue to touch her body, O Lord. Continue to heal. Look on Evangelist Paul, though. Continue to touch and heal her. Strengthen her, O Lord. Help her to look to you as never before. And we pray, Lord, that you will come to our rescue, oh, Lord. You know what we have need of, and you know our prayer before we call. I pray that you continue to touch and bless us, and we will give thy name the praise. We will glorify the name of the Lord, for thou art so worthy. Help us to stand in the midst of our test and trials. Teach us, oh, Lord. Teach us, oh, Lord, to trust in you and to be patient. And wait on you, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you today for all that you've done for us, for how far you have brought us, for the works that you've done in our lives. Oh, my God, continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to have the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 125th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turned aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 125th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and prayer being prayed by Evangelist Maybell. Thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/19Service. Kettle One School, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And we want to pray for Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Titus Edmond Sr., Muhammad Hameen in the Prayer Circle, Susie Williams, Juana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the Brief Colbreth family, the Brief Thompson family, the Brief Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Lyons Capoletti family, Tina passed away, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for all those who are requesting prayer, as well as those who are affected, were affected by COVID. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this opportunity. Praise God. We thank God for everyone who is on this broadcast, and we encourage you to continue to listen in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. At this time, we're going to hear the Word of God, and this is a pre-recorded tape, and the speaker is the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond. Praise the Lord. And the message today is seek the Lord now. Enjoy the Word of God. We hope that you will get something out of the Word of God on today. God bless you.
Located at 910 Shelton Anderson, Kansas, New Jersey, where Bishop Richard Jackson is our pastor, we want you to join in. Don't touch that dial. Just keep it tuned right where it is. And we're going to go into a word of prayer because we know that God hears and answers our prayer. God bless you. Praise God. In the Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hands. Oh, my God. I know you're able. You're able to do all things, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We want you to move, Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hands, Lord Jesus. Meet us here today, Lord Jesus. We want you to hide around your heart, Lord God. Oh, yes. Give us. Oh, my God. Give us. lovely man, Belinda. God bless you. Praise God. We want to say God bless each and every one of our listeners tonight. We thank God for our being here. And we're going to go right into the word of God. We're going to ask that you listen attentively and hear what thus saith the Lord. God is able to do all things in these wicked times that we're living in these last and evil days. And you'll find me reading from Isaiah, the 55th chapter, beginning at the 6th verse. That's Isaiah 55, beginning at the 6th verse. And the word of God reads as follows. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Yes, Lord.
Call ye upon him while he is near.
Yes.
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Yes, Lord.
And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Yes.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. We want to leave a little thought with you tonight, and that is none other than keep the Lord right now.
All right.
Jesus began to let us know. Glory to God in his word. He began to let us know that we have to seek him right now while he may be found. I want to tell you tonight that people are seeking everything.
Yes.
They're seeking everything that's not of God.
Yes.
They're seeking how to make a fat buck in these old evil days.
No.
They're seeking a husband. They're seeking a wife.
Yes.
They're seeking a boyfriend. They're seeking a girlfriend.
Yes.
They're seeking
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that message coming to Evangelist.
Thank you,
lady, Evangelist Melinda. I tell you, she preached under the anointing, and I thank God for the word
she did.
And that same word, as we said before, the same word is still relevant today. It's still prevalent in our lives today. We have to seek the Lord while he may be, while he is near. Praise God. We're living in the last days. At this time, we're going to open up the doors of salvation. Praise the Lord. And we are going to ask Evangelist Cynthia, if she's on the line, to lead us in a closing word of prayer and offer words of salvation to those who may be on the line. You know, it's time to come on out of sin now. It's time to come on and give your life to the Lord. It's time to stop waiting around. Stop waiting. Don't wait for your mother, sister, brother, or anyone. Run and go for yourself, because you are going to have to stand before God for yourself. Your mother is not going to stand for you. Your brother, sister, your relatives and family, they are not going to stand for you. You must seek the Lord now. You must give an account for yourself. So we're just going to open up the doors of salvation and give you a chance that you may surrender your life unto the Lord. As Evangelist Cynthia, come forth and lead us in a word of prayer, if she's on the line.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your word tonight. Oh, Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. Oh, Father, we ask you to have mercy upon us today, Lord. Have compassion on us, God. In the name of Jesus, look on the souls out there that are listening tonight, my God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus.
Mercy.
Give somebody the mind to seek your face, Lord, to turn from the error of their ways, my God. In the name of Jesus, help somebody to get in a hurry, Lord, and run for their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, I know you, Lord, filled with the Holy Ghost, my God. In the name of Jesus, break down the stronghold, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cause them to break up, follow ground, Lord, and to seek your face. In the name of Jesus, help them to turn from the error of their ways, my God, and say, what must I do to be saved, Lord? In the name of Jesus, 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 come to more in our lives, God. Help us to seek you the more, Lord. Help us to do your will, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we have need of thee tonight. We need you, Lord Jesus. Touch right now, God. Heal the bodies tonight, Lord, of those that are sick, my God. In the name of Jesus, those that are at death's door, my God. Oh, my God, have mercy on the soul right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those that have been stricken with COVID, Lord, touch right now, God. Heal, Lord Jesus. You said you were a healer, Lord, for both body and soul, my God. You said with your stripes we are healed, my God. We're taking you at your word tonight, Lord. We believe your word, God. Go into the hospital room, God. Touch right now, Lord, in the mental institutions, God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Have your way, Lord, in the jail cells, Lord. Move right now, God. I know you're able, Lord. Move, Jesus. Go into the nursing homes, God. Have mercy right now, God. Save, Lord. Save, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Go into the juvenile homes, Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord. The juvenile shelters, Lord. The juvenile prisons, my God. Have mercy right now, Lord. Save, Lord. Give somebody a mind, Lord, to seek your face, God. I know that you're able, Lord. Look on the President of the United States, God. save, Lord Jesus. Touch his mind, Lord. Help him to lead the people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, God. Look on Congress, Lord. Save, God. Touch their minds, Lord. Oh, my God, help them to come together, Lord. Bind that dividing spirit, Lord. You said a house divided against itself cannot stand, my God. Bind that spirit tonight, Lord. That spirit of Antichrist, God. Bind it tonight, God. I know you're able, Lord. Let your will be done, God. Move right now, Lord. Touch somebody while we're praying, Lord. Let them feel your presence right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your healing virtue, Lord. I know you're able, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it right now, Lord. Oh, my God, overturn some convicted soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus, somebody has been given life, my God. Oh, my God, but you promised eternal life, God. In the name of Jesus, deliver right now, God. You're able to change the judge's mind, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord. Move in signs and wonders, God. Work miracles, Lord. Heal the body, Lord. Heal the soul, God. Heal the mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, God. Let your will be done, Lord. Oh, Father, I know you're able, God. Have your eternal way. Continue to bless this ministry, God. Oh, Father, send souls, Lord. In the name of Jesus, souls that want to do right, God. Souls that want to be saved, God. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're able, God. Have your eternal way and let your will be done, Lord. And we'll be careful to give thy name the praise. These and all blessings we ask to thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for the word of God that came on tonight. Amen.
Yes.
She preached out of her soul. It was a recorded message, and it was recorded years ago, but it's the same as today. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. You don't want to wait until he leaves your presence and then try to seek him and it's too late. Oh, my God, you don't want it to be said too late, too late. Amen. Seek the Lord while he's striving with us. We ought to seek him. Hallelujah. I don't care how much saved we say we are. We're never too much saved to seek God. People are seeking money. They seeking fortune. They seeking fame. They want their name and highlights. They want a doctrine behind their name, before their name, and behind their name. They want a title. Oh, my God. But if you seek God, he'll give you a great title. Hallelujah. Yes. He'll have a seat waiting for you up in his kingdom. He'll have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life if you just seek him and turn from the error of your way. Never mind the boyfriend. Never mind the husband. Don't worry about finding the husband. Don't worry about finding the wife. If you find Jesus, he'll be your husband. He'll be your wife. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, he'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about nobody going out to, and cheating on you. If you just get it to Jesus and seek the Lord while he may be found, because he's not a cheater. There's no guile found in him. He'll take care of you. He'll put a roof over your head. He'll clothe you, and he'll feed you if you just seek him tonight. Amen. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Amen.
Amen.
I just
thank God for the word. Thank God for his touch. Continue to pray for me.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Sounds like Bandit Cynthia stirred up. And that's what we want. We want to be stirred up. Glory to God. We need to be stirred up in these last days. Praise God. We thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer coming through us. And we're going to hear from the rest of our evangelists on the line.
Amen. May God, for the word of God coming through the lady, for Linda, for the word of God coming through evangelist Cynthia, I tell you, I was just listening to Evangelist Linda preach. She preached the truth.
Yes, it's
time to seek the Lord. And, you know, people, they're seeking to do a lot of other things, not other things are bad, you know, bad, but it's not time to seek after those things. Yeah, it's good. You know, you want to get an education, but it's time to seek the Lord. Jobs are good and things like that, but it's time to seek the Lord, time to forsake the wicked ways and the unrighteous thoughts and to return to the Lord. Because like Evangelist Cynthia began to bring out, we might not have time to do all these other things because it's time to seek the Lord. He could come back before you get finished getting that doctorate. He could come back before you get finished getting your name in life, and then what? Or he could just call you home.
Amen.
Be ready. But I want to be ready. So it's time to see. But she preached. Both of them did. I was enjoying that. Amen. And the prayer as well. Thank God for all things. Thanks being coached.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Thank God for just blessing me to be on here tonight. I've been dealing with COVID, but the Lord touched me and blessed me. And I thank God for the message. It's a powerful message. And it's a very timely message. It's a message for all times, the past, present, and the future. Seek the Lord now. Don't wait. Just the Lord right now. I thank God for that prayer, for his touch. I thank God even for those words that the sermon that coming through Evangelist Cynthia. I just thank the Lord for this ministry, and I'm encouraging everyone who's on here, take the word of God in for yourself. It doesn't just go to those who don't know the Lord. It goes to those who are professing to know the Lord. Seek the Lord now, because Lord knows we have trouble all around us. We are living in the last days. We can see the signs of time. So don't wait. Seek the Lord now, because there's something that we need to seek God for to get through our test, our trials, our tribulation. There may be something in us that we don't know about, and we need God to move it out of the way. So instead of getting to get fame or seeking the fame or whatever else, seek the Lord. Humbly seek the Lord, and he will manifest himself. I just thank the Lord for all things, and I'm asking that you all will continue to keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God for all of our ministers, all of our evangelists on the line, and for the remarks and the sermon that coming through Evangelist Cynthia. I tell you, God's word will stir you up. He will strengthen you and revive your soul. He will encourage you. Thank the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord now. Don't wait. We don't have time to wait. As the preacher preached at the NPMA, no time to lose. And surely, being the people of God, we don't have any time to lose. Got to get in a hurry for our souls and do what thus saith the Lord. Get closer to the Lord and do the will of God. So we thank the Lord for that powerful message, anointed message, coming through the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond. Let us keep the word of God in our hearts. Let us be mindful that it's time to seek the Lord. We want to get closer to the Lord. We want to get strength. We want to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. So we thank God for this broadcast. We thank the Lord for every one of our listeners today. We encourage you to continue to tune into this Gospel Truth broadcast. Get a blessing for your soul. We look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, Lord willing, oldies but goodies in the gospel. 7 p.m. Meet us here at 7 p.m. God bless you. And if that's all, we say good night.